News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Paul Mescal, when asked by Variety magazine what was it like to meet Britain's King Charles and was he excited, politely replied with, "Well, I'm Irish, so it's not really on my list of priorities." And I'm joined now by Moore Holmes, member of Let's Talk Loyalism, which is a loyalist advocacy group. Good morning to you, Moore. Can you tell me, first of all, what's your response to what Paul Mescal said?
Well, if I'm being honest with you, I think it's much out of nothing. You know, I don't think King Charles or Joe or Paul Pascal or anyone will be losing any sleep over the matter. And it's not like he went on some sort of tirade against the British head of state. You know, he merely said that meeting the king wasn't on his list of priorities. And if that's how he feels, then he's entitled to feel that way.
Sure.
But I think what is good about it is that I think it can spark, you know, a conversation about our relationships across these islands. And in my view, shine a bit of a light on what many consider to be a growing unwelcome and frankly irrational anti-British sentiment that exists within the Republic of Ireland.
Okay. You know, we've been discussing it already on the show this morning, and I wouldn't fully disagree with you that there is, I don't think it's a particularly toxic level of dislike of the British people. I think there is a sort of a long-standing latent the Brits, and I think that's I'm not trying to be provocative, genuinely, but is that not kind of understandable? We have a complex history.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you see people talk about, oh, we were oppressed for hundreds and hundreds of years, and you know what? We could have a debate about, you know, all the ins and outs of that, but I think you have to accept the reality that not a single person alive in the Republic today has been oppressed by the Brits or, you know, anything like that. You have had a free state for over 100 years. You've been a republic for over 75 years. If anyone's experiencing oppression south of the border, I think they need to look a bit closer to home. And rather than
but people don't forget their history. And I think, I mean, I am speaking to a loyalist, and I think that's a very fair comment for me that people don't forget our history, because nobody alive in the North remembers King Billy, yet you still have orange lodges. And you know what I mean? Like, people
and
do. And again, I'm not trying to be provocative, but that's in the nature of people, that we have a tribe.
I'm not saying by any stretch that history should be forgotten or that history should be dismissed, but I think we need to look at what's relevant today. You know, rather than being oppressed by the United Kingdom, people in the Republic have been demonstrably advantaged. You know, people shouldn't be booing the Brits in many respects. They should be thanking them. You know, it's British ships that protect Irish seas. I said this the last time. It's British.
And we had you on previously about booing.
It was British taxpayers' money that bailed the Republic out of their financial crisis. You know, so people have moved on and try to have positive relationships. And I think for some people, they still have that old Britain is our enemy attitude, and
is it not fair to say that within your own community, within the unionist community, and the loyalist community, also view the South, the Republic of Ireland, in a kind of a jaundiced way? And they say things about papists and all this, that down here, we're actually very secular, and religion is actually not that big of an issue for people. Well, you know, and you mentioned booing before. We had you on the show before mentioning booing. Our own Naveen, our national anthem, was booed in Wembley at the weekend.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of points there. The first one about Northern Ireland. Listen, it is easy to get stuck into the trenches in Northern Ireland. Identity politics is very much in play north of the border, and the system of government that we have is unique, and it causes some tension and a strain on our politics. There are issues north of the border, the ongoing glorification of terrorism, the constant revisionism of history, and imbalancy on legacy issues. All of these things contribute to challenges for unionism within Northern Ireland, which I'm not going to dismiss for a moment, but there are challenges that we deal with. In terms of, you know, what you've said about the English fans, you know, I don't think that would have been a surprise to, you know, absolutely anyone.
And in a way, I don't care that they did. You know what I mean?
Fans booed the English national anthem. You know, I don't think anyone will have forgotten that. I think it was very unsurprising that people sort of returned the favour. And that, I don't think that's surprising. And I think it's quite understandable given what happened. That's not to say that I think it's right.
No, and to be honest, I don't care whether they booed it or not. Not really, because I'm not, you know what, I actually don't. And I also wonder, I grew up in an era when things were worse here in terms of, I suppose, the fractious nature of sectarianism in the north. I'm old enough to remember pre-ceasefire days, all of that kind of that stuff, and a bit of banter and rivalry and even the odd, you know.
But you see,
insult this fired is a lot better than shots fired.
You can't trivialise it and you can't belittle it, because I think it does speak to something greater. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what are people seeing when they look into your country? I live in a separate country in Northern Ireland, and when I look in, what do I see? I see Irish fans booing my national anthem. I see Irish people singing and celebrating the death of my monarch, arguably the greatest diplomatic leader that's ever lived. These chants about Lizzie's in a box. I see people chanting.
Yeah, and do you know what? We've seen Orange Lodges singing songs about the murdered, you know, murdered.
Yeah,
anyway, we could.
But this is the point.
Yeah.
We need to look at what's going on. I mean, we've also seen in recent years, people like to hark back hundreds and hundreds of years, but I can look back months and look back years. You know, President Higgins was invited to attend a Northern Ireland centenary event. He refused to go. Irish politicians are invited to attend an RUC or an RIC memorial event. They refused.
You know what?
To
but
go.
But you but
there's
I could answer
there,
every one of those things with something.
There's this anti-British sentiment within the Republic, and I think trivializing it, belittling it.
I'm not trying to trivialize it. I think it exists. I tell you, I'm not trying to trivialize it. I think it exists on both sides, and I think it's actually better than it used to be. But I do take your points, and they're well made, but we're going to have to leave it there this morning. In any case, thank you for joining us. That is Moore Holmes, their member of Let's Talk Loyalism, which is a loyalist advocacy group. Let us know this morning on the show, what do you think?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.